With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Normally, antibodies are a good thing. They help us fight disease. But for some waiting to receive organ transplants, antibodies become the enemy, causing the body to reject a donor organ. Pete Janaris was in that category.
You get on the list, 2 years later, you get your kidney, you're fine. That's not the story for everybody.
There are about 9,000 people on the kidney transplant list in the United States right now who have really high levels of antibody to the point that they can't really get a transplant.
Dr. Mark Stiegel and his team want to tip those odds. Drug research has found a way to reduce antibody-caused rejection rates from 40% to less than 10%. Pete also went through numerous rounds of an antibody filtering process called a plasma exchange. Then, more drug treatment to try halt the production of new antibodies.
And I took a chance. I didn't have anything else to lose, so either I stay on dialysis or a miracle happens and I get this kidney.
Innovation that makes a world of difference, one patient at a time. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Tracy McRae.